You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. A lot of different aspects of this game, Andy, that we're going to get into here. And Chris Fedor is going to join us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Quinn Buckner, analyst for the Pacers, former NBA head coach, a longtime NBA player. Quinn's going to join us later on in the show as well. I thought Indiana came out great. They looked really good. They had great spacing. They had great ball movement. They had great body movement. They put up 36 first quarter points. And the talk that you always hear in the NBA from so many teams, and I've always thought, well, we're a defense-first team. No, you're not. You're really not. No,
I agree with that.
The Cavs are an offense-first team, and they can say defense-first all they want. Their offense this year is what made them a much better team.
Sure.
But they allowed 36 points, and they scored only 25. So they're down, and they're chasing their tail, Andy. And the one thing I thought that was really indicative, I thought Indiana just kicked the you-know-what out of them in the first half. And the Cavs are down by only 6 at halftime. And I thought this is a great chance for the Cavs because they looked bad in the first half, yet they were down only 6 at halftime.
Yeah, that bucket at the break, though, didn't help any. I think we had said this last week, or at least I had said this last week, Jeff, I think this series is going to be whoever gets 120 first wins. And that is exactly the way it played out when it was all said and done, even with just some, you know, ticky-tack stuff at the end of the game where you had a couple free throws. And it's almost like the Cavs ran out of gas, too, with the last, like, in the final 2.5 minutes. I mean, they worked hard to get back in it. There was, like, this four-point wall that they kept running up to and then falling back and then getting within four and then falling back. And then finally, when they broke through and the place was going crazy yesterday, I thought the fans were outstanding. You could just see that kind of bleeding through the TV, that they just, like, they kind of ran out of gas the way you see teams all the time. I don't remember this happening very often during the regular season where they just couldn't cross the finish line. And last night, they couldn't cross the finish line on the comeback. And I just thought Indiana played tougher than we did last night, especially early on. I thought they out-physicaled us. They played playoff basketball. Yeah, there were a couple, like, there were some ticky-tack fouls in that game last night that I was like, really, you're going to call that or you're not going to call that? So, but I'm not going to sit here and blame the officials. Cavs lost, fair and square, 121-112.
One thing that I had talked about going into this thing, and I thought, I hope this doesn't happen. And I thought it clearly happened, and I thought, how'd you let that happen? 30 shots for Donovan Mitchell, 20 for Ty Jerome. And so that's 50 shots for two guards, whether it's Darius Garland or Ty Jerome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My thought was, do not let the guards take shots like crazy.
Right.
And why? Because that's not how you played this year. How'd you play this year? By sharing the basketball, sharing the scoring, and getting everybody involved. And instead, it became a game where Donovan's taking 30 shots, and here comes Ty Jerome off the bench taking 20 shots. And I love Donovan Mitchell. I love what Ty Jerome did this year. You don't need them taking 50 shots and everybody else taking 48 shots, especially, Andy, when the Pacers had no answer for Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley took only 13 shots yesterday.
And he
made 9 of them. They couldn't stop him.
No, they couldn't.
And he scored 20 points on 13 shots. And Jared Allen took only 7 shots. He made 6 of them. Now, I don't expect the Cavaliers to play as poorly as they did moving forward, especially shooting the basketball. I just don't expect that. But I just a little math all the way around. And I thought this was interesting. The Cavaliers had 4 players playing the game who were 6'8" or bigger. Okay? They shot 63% from the field. That includes Dean Wade going 0 for 2.
Oh, I like the way you broke this down.
Guys who were smaller than 6'8" for the Cavs were 26 of 68 for 38%. Indiana's not a really tall team. They have Miles Turner. And then they have of 4 guys who start who are between 6'4 and 6'8. Well, those guys killed you. No Indiana Pacer took more than 15 shots in the game. Why? Because they moved the ball beautifully.
What was the measurement? Was 6'5 plus? Is that what you said?
Anybody 6'8 or taller.
6'8
they
or
were,
taller.
Cavs were 19 of 30 for 63%.
And of those 19, Ty Jerome had what, 8?
No, Ty's shorter than 6'8".
Oh, you're saying if you were over... Okay.
The big guys shot the ball well for the Cavs.
All right, now
the little guys shot the ball poorly for the Cavs.
Okay.
The little guys were 38%. The bigger guys, and there are only 4 of them,
right?
DeAndre Hunter, Dean Wade, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, were 63%. But they took only 30 shots, and the other guys took 68 shots.
Now I get what you're saying. Okay.
It's real clear to me, and I've said it for too many years already, and he's not even been in the league that long. Get Evan Mobley the ball. Get him involved. You don't, and Donovan Mitchell is great. He doesn't need to take 30 shots. Now, he did a great job getting to the basket. He really did. He was great driving to the basket, but he still was 1 of 11 on threes. Yeah. All right, well, quit jacking up threes and pass the ball, and he quit jacking up threes, you know, as the game went on. But move the ball. Get the big guy involved. They don't have an answer for him. I mean, he and Jared Allen were terrific, and you didn't get him the ball.
Offensively.
Combined, they took 20 shots. Combined, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen took as many shots as Ty Jerome. Why?
I don't know. I thought the same thing yesterday. Especially when they couldn't get the ball to Evan enough. And I'm like, why are we just coming into the forecourt and then just here we go. Here comes another missed three. Like, Isaac Okoro, I don't know why they even, how many 3-point shots did he have yesterday? Two. We took 2. And you knew as soon as it left his hand, it wasn't going.
Indiana's going to say, please.
Oh.
Please shoot
that. And they leave him wide open.
Well, absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe he's got too much time to think.
Why do they leave him open?
Because they know he's probably not going to hit the 3.
They want him taking that shot.
Yeah, they came out cold on 3. There was just a lot of things that can be fixed. So I'm trying to be optimistic about the game.
And they will be.
Yeah. No, we hope they will be.
You want me to predict who's going to win the series?
Sure.
Cavs in 6 or 7.
We'll get it fixed.
Wait a minute. That's the wrong guy.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Same philosophy.
We'll get it fixed.
Did he play some basketball?
Same theory.
We'll watch the tape.
Jeff's in University Heights. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, not afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
So here's my take on this. So first of all, in the first half especially, the Cavs seemed lethargic on the defensive end. And what was happening is that Indiana, no pun intended, set the pace. By even on the Cavs' makes, they were taking the ball out the hoop and zipping the ball right down the floor. The Cavs have to make it a half-court game, which is no revelation to anyone. We knew that going into the series. Can the Cavs play 5 out? Yes. Should they make that their game plan? No. You don't want to play to the other team's strength. Jeff, you stole my thunder already about me about the lack of touches for Evan Mobley, especially in the fourth quarter. He only got one shot in the whole fourth quarter. That's unacceptable. And, you know, thirdly, what you've got to do is slow them down. Maybe you put pressure on them to bring the ball up the floor. But you've got to slow that offense. You can't let them turn it into a running game, because if so, you'll get run out the gym. Now, all that said, you know, if the Cavs would have shot their normal percentage from three-point land, they still would have won the game, but they didn't, and they didn't. So, but you've got to get more touches from Mobley. You've got to make them play half court. Otherwise, everyone here in Cleveland is going to have visions of Mikal Petras, Tito Turkoglu, and Rafer Skip to My Lou Alston dancing in our heads.
Scaring me.
The repeat of 2009 all over again.
Scaring me, Jeff.
Yeah, me too. I'm scaring me.
Jeff's talking about the Orlando series where the Cavs got knocked out.
Yeah.
Yep. Kevin's in Cleveland. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Best hey, Kevin.
Best damn radio show in the land.
Thank you, Kevin.
Real simple.
Dot the I, my friend.
You can't shoot 29% for threes and win. Indiana played their best they're going to play. The Cavs going to win this in six, and they won four straight. So you're not going to win 15 games. So we're going to go on another winning streak now. Relax, Jeff. This is going to be okay. This is going to be okay. I'm going to run, fellas. I'm the best damn radio show in the land. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Put him in the Hall of Fame in Inkley.
If I think the Cavs are going to win the series. But you can't – you got to slow down Indiana's offense a little bit. I thought Indiana did a great job of getting up and down the floor. And I warned everybody about Nesmith and Nemhard. So those guys can play, and they can play some defense. And Halliburton is just, man, I love watching that guy play. You know, he's a tall guy who plays point guard. Love that. And he distributes the ball really well. I think he's outstanding. And I think the Cavs won't shoot that poorly again on threes. And I'd be stunned if Indiana shoots the ball that well again. That said, do I think Indiana wins at least one more game in this series? Absolutely.
Especially at home.
Do I think Indiana could win the series? Yeah, I do.
I do, too, after watching yesterday's game. But I don't think there's any question.
But if I had to bet your money on it, Andy, I'd bet on the Cavs to win the series.
That's a good thing. I don't have a lot of money. So we're good.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Who wasn't there yesterday? And you could make the argument that Evan Mobley wasn't there in the game plan. Now, that's tough to say for a guy who had a double-double. But it was so clear to me, they don't have an answer for this guy. And he was on. And he didn't get the ball enough, and neither did Jared Allen, in my estimation. We're going to talk to Chris Fedor. We're going to talk to Quinn Buckner from the Pacers television side. And we're going to talk to Scott Petrak coming up in about 17 minutes. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Your call is coming up next.